Hi, am I speaking with, I don't know if I'm going to say your name right, don't butcher it, Casper?
Who are you looking for?
Casperus Villainous?
No, what is this in regards to?
I'm calling from Arch Top Fiber.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a callback or a service tech from Arch Top, but that's not my name.
What's the name?
My name is Ben Compain.
They put the wrong number on the wrong ticket. I see your ticket here too. So you're having issues with the router, right?
I'm having issues with the internet. I mean, the lady I spoke with this morning said it was from the router, but I don't believe it's from the router. I think the whole there's a problem coming in from the line, from the street. There's somebody supposed to be coming out at 5 p.m. today. I don't know if that's what you're calling about.
Yeah, they just changed it to 4:30. Oh, that's the time slot, or 4-ish, in between that time. So yeah, so there's someone coming out. And you said it was the whole, just for I have some more information, you said it was the whole system, you feel like it's not working at all.
Yeah, because she said on her end it was the modem. The modem looked like it was working fine, but there was a problem with the router. And I told her there was all sorts of lights on the modem. I've had Archtop service for about 3 months, and you guys have already been out there 4 to 5 times because I've had internet or connectivity issues, and it's always been the line coming in. So I don't really know what's going on, but it's never been the equipment inside. It's always been the line from outside.
All right, so then when the tech comes in and checks that, we'll try and make sure it doesn't happen again.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, are they able to run a new line? Because every time they come out, they keep telling me, oh, you should be all set now. You're not going to have any more problems. And then, wouldn't you know, several weeks later, there's always something else.
You want them to run new fiber to the premises?
I mean, I don't know what else to do at this point, but like I said, in the 3 months that I've had service, I've had at least 4 trips from different technicians out there because I've lost internet, and they always tell me it's a problem at the splice box outside or, you know, coming into my service line. They keep making temporary fixes that work for a little while, and then I've always had another problem. So I don't know if there's something wrong with the line coming in, or what's going on in the splice box. But there's definitely, you know, there's definitely something going on because, like I said, every time they've come, they fixed it. I said, oh, we fixed it. You shouldn't have any more problems. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, I have the same issue again. I mean, I'll talk with the guys when they come out today.
I'll definitely put that in the notes, though, just so they're aware prior to even arriving, okay?
Yeah, and I was waiting to hear back from somebody because I am asking for some sort of credit on the account or reimbursement at this point. So I don't know if that's what you were calling about initially, but
But I can definitely relay that to the proper department. They'll call and they'll give you a call, okay?
Yeah, because I've had nothing but issues since I signed up.
I understand that for sure. I'll definitely relay that to it'll probably be my boss that will call you, but yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I appreciate it.
No problem, my friend. You have a great day, all right?
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.